Let's come to our top story this morning. It looks after some of the most seriously ill people in Northern Ireland, but the Nolan Show can reveal today that the Royal Victoria Hospital's intensive care unit has been suffering from a major infection outbreak. Now, it began 3 weeks ago, and four patients are suffering from the infection, with others being tested. It's an unusual multi-resistant microorganism called Acinetobacter baumannii. Infected patients are currently isolated. Let's speak straight away to Brenda Creaney, who's the Director of Nursing, the lead person for infection control. Brenda, good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
We appreciate you coming on. How serious is this?
This is a serious infection, Stephen, which we have been managing, as you said, for the past 3 weeks. This is an infection which is present in the environment, and certainly people who are well would be fine with this infection, but obviously in intensive care unit, the patients are very vulnerable, which is why we've been taking the very stringent steps we have.
What have you done?
Well, the first thing we did was to isolate the affected patients, which is very important to protect other patients. We're then screening patients who were at the unit at that time, and we've separated patients who were in the unit from the start of this outbreak and separated new patients coming in to reduce the risk of spread.
So how many patients have you detected have got this infection within the Royal's intensive care unit?
Okay, well, obviously, Stephen, I wouldn't be talking to you about specific patient details, but as you said, we have four patients who have the infection, and they have been treated appropriately during their stay with us. The other patients were actually testing on an ongoing basis every week, and to date, there have been no further patients with the infection, but we will continue to screen for this, all the patients who were in the unit at that time, until they're either discharged home or even when they're in other parts of the Belfast Trust or indeed other hospitals in Northern Ireland.
Have you informed the patients and indeed their families who were being tested that
absolutely.
You were testing them?
Yes, no, absolutely. We have informed the patients and their relatives of our progress in this, and we have provided them with advice leaflets in writing, as well as speaking to them all individually.
How serious is this? Obviously, for someone that's in an intensive care unit, they're in a life-threatening situation. That's why they're in intensive care, by its very definition. So this is serious, right?
It's serious in that, obviously, once we're aware of this, we have to make sure that the patients are monitored very, very stringently. As you'll be aware from the literature I gave to the BBC, is that this is a multi-resistant organism. Now, Stephen, as you know, I'm not a microbiologist, I'm a nurse, but we're working very closely with microbiology colleagues, with our intensive care doctors and nurses who are treating these patients, and the patients are you know, going through the treatment program we would expect. And certainly you treat each patient on an individual basis. And to date, we've been able to treat the patients and observe the other patients and also to reduce the risk, which is why we have separated the patients out. And not only have we separated the patients, but we've also separated the staff who are looking after affected and non-affected patients. So this is about reducing the infection control risk.
This began 3 weeks ago, correct?
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Why is it taking the Nolan Show to make this public?
Well, it hasn't taken the Nolan Show to make this public. We manage outbreaks and infections on this basis, on an ongoing basis. We raise this with our public health agency and with our Department of Health.
It has taken this program, with all due respect. This is not public information. There were no press releases disseminated to the media. There was no public awareness campaign for visitors who may have been attending the hospital. This story is breaking this morning because we're bringing it to the public's attention.
Well, Stephen, I would say that we have been involving families, and we have been speaking very closely with patients and with our public health agency and our Department of Health.
But you didn't make it public. You spoke to a closed number of families around the patients in the ICU. That I accept. But you did not make this public.
Well, you know, it's very important here that we protect the confidentiality of our patients within the intensive care department. Whenever patients are in intensive care, it's a very difficult time for them and their families. And certainly, we have followed our normal processes in managing any outbreak.
Did you have the right staffing levels? Because some of your staff might suggest that you didn't.
Yeah, well, we have had the right staffing levels in relation to this. Now, we did have some challenges over the weekend because, as you know, we closed the main intensive care area of the Royal to clean it, which actually reduced our beds by two beds for the region. But however, we did bring additional staff in, and we have not had to turn away any patients from intensive care over the weekend.
But that's not the full picture, Brenda, is it? Because it's my understanding that you tried to open two intensive care beds in the city hospital, but you couldn't get the staff to do it. Am I wrong?
No, that's what I said. We did try to open up two beds over the weekend to keep our full capacity of 25 beds. However, we did have beds in the system. Critical Care in Northern Ireland is run on a network, and we work very closely with the Critical Care Network to maintain intense care capacity over the weekend.
But when you tried to open those beds, so we had a major infection, we had a major situation, we tried to open two beds in the city hospital, and we couldn't get the staff to open those beds. Is that not a concern in itself?
Stephen, I think it's very important from the public's perspective that I'm very clear here what we were doing over the weekend. We had a slight reduced capacity. However, if any patient had needed intensive care in Northern Ireland over the weekend, they would not have been turned away. We did take new admissions over the course of the weekend, and certainly it was very important that we were also able to do this deep clean for the safety not only of the patients we had, but of the patients coming forward. I have to say, all of our staff have been exceptional over this weekend. That's nurses, doctors, physiotherapists, cleaners, our state.
We're told some of the morale within your staff base is at an all-time low.
Well, I have to say I would not agree with that. I could not commend the staff highly enough in the Belfast Trust for how they have managed this over the weekend. And importantly here for the public, Stephen, we are back up and running this morning with our full critical care capacity.
Yeah, it's my understanding your staff felt under pressure because of manpower. Look, the important thing, Brenda, and I again thank you for coming on and explaining this to the public. What is the current, just repeat for me, first of all, before we do so actually, what causes this? Do we know what causes it? Hearts transferred?
Well, it is transferred. It's in the general environment, this bug. And certainly, once it is in the environment, we have to take very stringent measures to remove it. Stephen, this isn't the first time this has happened in intensive cares in Northern Ireland, and it is a case of giving a really deep clean to eradicate this bacteria. And certainly, we have been working very closely with the Public Health Agency and taking their advice around how we do this. The way we have to do this is by actually closing the environment and using a very, very stringent vaporised type of cleaning, which is why we've had to close down areas of the intensive care to do that.
Is the infection still in the intensive care unit of the Royal?
We have some affected patients at the moment, and they are still isolated. And what we do, we will test the environment regularly once all the cleaning has happened.
But as we speak now, is the infection still there, still present? So I understand you've moved the patients, they are now isolated, but when you do your tests within the general ICU environment, is the infection still present?
We would hope not once we have done our cleaning. But obviously, we only finished the cleaning yesterday afternoon. The unit reopened this morning, and then what we do is we screen the environment, screen the patients regularly, to make sure it's not there, because this is a bacteria which is it lives on the skin and in the environment and on soil, for example. So, you know, it can be in the environment, which is why anyone coming into the department has to be very, very stringent with their hand hygiene and what they wear. And certainly we have actually reduced the numbers of people who can visit to reduce those risks as well.
I guess the only point I make, Brenda, as a layperson, and I completely concede that I'm the amateur here and you guys are the professionals, but it is because of those stringent measures with the public that you need the public to go through those stringent measures, particularly when there's an infection of this sort in an intensive care unit. I just wonder why this was not made public on a wider scale, so that anybody going into that unit, visiting any relatives, you know, my goodness, it could have been a friend that went up that wasn't informed of this infection. I just wonder why you didn't tell them.
No, Stephen, I would say to you that's not the case. We have very restricted visiting, and anyone coming to visit are made very clear of what we require from precautions. You'll know if you come into anywhere in the Belfast Trust, you will see that there are huge signs to remind the public about their responsibility, not only in relation to hand washing, but if they've been unwell, we would like them not to visit. And certainly in critical care is a locked environment. So anyone gaining access to the area will be told very clearly what they need to do to keep their relatives safe. And it's very important that the public understand that and also that they comply with that. And similarly, all staff going into the unit, irrespective of what their role is, they also have to comply with all of those measures.
Brenda, I'm sure that you will keep the public informed throughout the course of today. And thank you very, very much for coming on the radio this morning. Good morning to you.